Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of our Future Ready Librarian podcast series, Leading from the Library. I am Shannon McClintock Miller, and I am so excited today to welcome one of my favorite teacher librarians to our podcast, Heather Fox. Hi, Heather.
Hi, Shannon. How are you?
Good. It's so good to have you today. Let's start out just by having you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're located, and what kind of library you're in.
Okay. So I'm Heather Fox, and I am located in a small town in Iowa called Amana, which is about 30 minutes or so from Iowa City. And I'm in a K through fifth grade building. And then our library is also a public library as well.
Yeah, so I've always thought to myself, like, you wear a lot of hats, but this year you've wore even more hats. And being in COVID, I know that a lot of us as librarians and teachers and administrators have worn so many different hats, but I thought it would be so great to have you on the show today to talk about what your year has looked like and to tell us about some of those different hats that you wear.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, well, at the beginning of the year, when we were trying to figure out, our school offered several options for students when they came back when we started the school year. So we had, just for example, in our first grade, all across the district, we have a fairly large district. And so for first grade, we had over 60 students that were going to be online 100% of the time. And our numbers were pretty high through the whole elementary. And so our administrators asked if the teacher librarians would be willing to support different grade levels. And so I was asked to support first grade. And so I was able to work with two other teachers, and then so kind of team teaching, and then work and meet with small groups of kids. And I did that. I think I had six groups total, so that kind of took up most of my morning. So I had math groups, and then I also had reading groups. So that was totally different from anything that I've ever done before.
Yeah, I'm sure that was pretty fun for you to be able to collaborate with the teachers.
Yes. And one other really fun thing about it, since the kids were from all the libraries or all the elementaries in our district, I was able to meet kids that I wouldn't normally meet from the different elementaries. So it's going to be kind of fun to see them as they go through school, and just getting to know a lot of different people and their parents and things has been really fun. And collaborating with the teachers has been a lot of fun too.
Oh, and I bet they loved knowing that you were not only a teacher, but a librarian too.
Yes. Well, and the kids, I talk about books a lot to the kids. And so, and they love to hear about like the library. So yeah, it's been fun to share books with them too.
Oh, so I have to ask, like, what did a normal day like then look like for you when you were doing that with the kids?
So basically, well, and at first, so we have two teachers that are teaching full time virtual. And so the morning started out at about 8:20 with a morning meeting, and I would be part of that. I wouldn't really have much to do, but I would just be there just so I could get to know the kids. And then I was doing small groups for each teacher. So from about, starting at like 9 until 11:30, I would meet with, I think I had four groups of small group reading. So two groups for each teacher, and then four groups for small group math. And so most of my morning, like I said, I'd start at about 8:20 with that, and I wouldn't get done until 11:30. So, which was fine, because then that gave me, even though it took a lot of my morning, it gave me the afternoon to focus on like the students that I have in person.
Yeah. And so has your library then been open like all year for your kids to come?
No, it hasn't. We didn't open actually, and we didn't let kids in to the library physically until January. We did curbside. That's public, but we did book menus. So kids would get to select books that they were interested in. And then we delivered them to their classrooms. So we did that we didn't start until probably September until we got it all kind of figured out. And then starting in January, after we came back from winter break, we were able to have kids actually physically come into the library and check out books. So that was a super exciting.
They were so happy.
They were thrilled. They couldn't wait just to get, we loved being able to get books into their hands, but there's nothing like having them actually come into the space. So.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Didn't you do something really special for Halloween? You like decorated the library.
Well, I wanted, I don't know. It's just been such a stressful year and I think so different for the kids. And like a lot of the things that we've been able, that we normally do that are fun, like we don't get to do, especially earlier this year. So I wanted something just really fun and just something that they could really remember as a fond memory of this time that's been a little bit challenging. So I went all out, decorated the library, and they all got to come and walk through and visit. And it was, they just loved it. We played music. We didn't get to actually do activities, but they were thrilled. It was kind of like not a haunted house because that would be too scary, but it was just fun. Something we'd never done before. And they all thought it was great. So something that I'll do again in the future for sure.
Oh, what a fun idea. And so now are you still doing some of your online learners? You still have some now that it's March and.
Yes, we do though. So after the first of the year, after winter break, a lot of kids have come back in person. So we've gone from having, like I said, 60 first graders to like probably 30. So a large portion of them have gone back. So my schedule has changed a little bit. I don't spend as much time doing the virtual groups. So just kind of being, I've had to be really flexible as far as as the schedule has changed and as kids have gone back and the numbers have decreased. So, but I am still doing it in some capacity. So.
Wow. They're lucky to have you because since you're a teacher and a librarian and now you have all these great connections with them too. So that's really awesome. That's a big hat to wear right this year. So now one thing too, that I always love following what you do is how you do share books and how you get them excited about reading. So has it changed this year on how you're doing that? I think like one thing that you're doing is you've been virtually booked, and I'm sure that you have other ideas to tell our listeners too.
Yeah. One thing that we started this year, and I got this idea, I think from a conference, from actually a Future Ready conference that I went to, was we've been doing First Chapter Friday. So my principal and I have been taking turns recording the first chapter of books, like upper elementary books, like chapter books. And then we share them in a video. We just created a Google slideshow so that, and then the teacher actually shares them in her classroom every Friday. And then it's something that the kids can watch whenever, they could even watch it like at home. And just to give them, since I don't spend as much time with my kids in person here this year. So it was a way to share some of the newer books that we have and to get them excited. And they love listening to, Mr. McCumber is our principal. And so it's been really fun to do that with him. So that's something new that we started and that has been pretty successful.
Well, yeah, that's a great idea. And then you've been booked and you share ebooks, right? Ebooks.
Yeah. Yes, we do. I've been creating you've been booked for the kindergarten and first grade. I started as something that I was doing for the virtual teachers, but now I just share it with all the teachers, with the in-person teachers too. So it's just been a nice resource for them to have. And I also think just taking kind of something off their plate that they can, every month at the beginning of the month, I just send a new one. So I feel like that's something that I can do that doesn't require a ton of time, since they're just super, there's a lot that goes into virtual teaching. So
yeah, something that it kind of takes things off of their plate a little bit and gives the kids something like educational and fun and something that they count on too. I'm sure they love those. And I love the idea of recording the first chapter Friday, because Miss Diana, like, she reads it live, but I should have her definitely record, because then she can share that if they can't join, like, because they have PE or something. That's a really, really great idea. I love that.
Yeah. And that's kind of what I thought too. It could be a resource that we could use, not just this year, but in following years too, when we're kind of looking for ideas for books.
Yeah. I love that. So another thing is we're all getting ready for summer reading, and you always do such an amazing summer reading program. And, you know, with you being in the public library, that's probably a big part of that public library role that you play. So what do you have planned for the summer?
Well, and that's been another, we haven't been able to be open to the public since last March, since this all started. So, and we knew that we wouldn't probably be able to open until our students are out of the building. So, which we've been doing curbside to deal with that for our public patrons. But I just met with my superintendent last, and our school nurse a couple weeks ago, just to kind of talk about what it might look like. So we're just kind of starting to think about the hours that we're going to be open, and, like, of course, the safety precautions that we'll use. And I do want to be able, in the past, we've always had special visitors come, and kids come, of course, with their families to watch that. So I am thinking about how we can do that safely. It might look a little bit different, but I'm super excited that we can actually be open and have patrons come back in person. And also just thinking about having things for kids to do in the summer, because I know that they've missed coming to the library too.
Yeah. So. Yeah. You could even do your first chapter Friday, just read all through the summer.
Yes. So many ideas that are already swimming around in my head.
Yeah. I know that you just do an amazing job. And Heather has such a cool space too, because she has lots of space for public and also for school. And I know that the kids, they probably love being back there, all the great things that you're doing.
Thank you.
You are welcome. And thank you for just sharing with us. And do you have any, I always love to end with, like, if you have any tips for other librarians, what would they be?
I think the biggest thing is just trying, and someone very wise told me this, in fact, it was you, that you can't do it all. So just, you know, thinking about something that you're really excited about, and just work focusing on one thing, because there's so many things that go into this job, I think, and it's sometimes overwhelming, but just trying to focus on one thing and get really good at it. And I also think just being here, especially this year, since it looks so different, just being here to support the teachers in whatever way I can. Like, I rarely say no to what they need, you know, because I want them to know I'm here. I also don't want them to feel overwhelmed that, you know, and any pressure to have me in their classrooms. But I'll do anything that helps make their lives easier, basically, in anything like that that supports them and the kids. So
yeah, you're amazing. And everyone, Heather's also my favorite sister. So we probably sound alike on this, and I'm sure that they've probably maybe guessed that, but Heather and I live a couple hours apart, but we love it that we're sisters and we get to be librarians together. And so that's another reason I wanted to have her on, because I get to follow her every single day. And I'm glad that all of you got to hear her story. And thank you, Heather, for being our special guest today.
Well, thank you very much for having me. And I just have to say that I've learned a ton of things that I know from my sister, of course, because she's fabulous too. Oh. So thanks, Shannon.
Yeah, thanks, Heather. And are you on Twitter if they want to follow you, or where can they find your work?
I am actually, and this is terrible, but I don't even know what my Twitter, that's one of my goals, is to become more active in social media, because I follow tons of people on like Instagram and Twitter, but I don't share a lot. So
that's a good goal.
Get a little more brave and share things that we're doing. So
yeah, well, we'll be watching. And Heather also, I think that their Facebook page is the Amana Elementary Library. Yes. And I think that your Twitter is Heather J. Fox, I'm pretty sure. I think so. People will find you, and feel free to follow Heather in the great work. And thank you all for joining us for another one of our podcast episodes. And a huge thanks goes out to Follett, who are our sponsors. So I'll talk to you soon, Heather, and we will see all of you on our next podcast.
All right. Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks. Goodbye. Thank you for joining us for the Future Ready Librarian podcast, Leading from the Library. I would like to also thank our sponsor, Follett Learning, for their amazing continued support.